Rav Kivi Nyman and Michael Hurtis are both with us. Rav Kivi Nyman in charge of the Haas community and alumni. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, and along with Mike making the Pillar Society happen.
Oh, you don't have to tell us about Michael Hurtis. I'm glad to give you credit as well, trust me. But, I mean, we look at him and he's Mr. Pillars. Simple as that. Get as many people involved as possible. And both of you have done amazing work in this. First of all, I have to congratulate both of you because you've reached 500 pillars, and that's quite an impressive number, to say the least.
So what a milestone.
It's a great milestone.
Yeah.
And it also tells us and reminds us that if you work hard enough at it, there's really no number that's too big. There's, you know, the next goal is attainable, and the one after that's attainable. Simple as that.
Yeah, to think we would have been here today talking about having over 500 pillars. I think at one point in time we would have left, but like we said last year with you, we saw that we were growing at a rapid pace, and thank God we broke 500 just a few days ago.
Do you remember what last summer was?
Yeah.
We do.
But going into the summer, we were 200. On Experience Day last year, we were around 250. So we've, Baruch Hashem, unclear how, doubled since last year.
Last experience day, they were at 250. Now they're over 500 pillars. That's insane. I would never have guessed it was only 250. But this shows you. It's a snowball effect. Now you've gotten to the point where it's just going to keep rolling. I mean,
yeah,
it's just going to keep going.
It's 100% true. And you're right. There is a lot of hard work that goes into it. Behind the scenes, a lot of back and forth. The phone calls, the WhatsApps. Thank God WhatsApp keeps implementing all these new updates, which has been incredible for us. But at the end of the day, Camp Hask is an easy sell, and the people who have experienced it and those who haven't, it seems very easy when it comes to having those conversations to get them bought in and a part of it, which makes our lives a lot easier.
All right. Well, if you're going to give Hask most of the credit, I'll toss some of the credit back to you. There is a way that people who are involved and, you know, donor or not donor, there's a way that people who are involved like to be treated. They want to be updated. They want to be made to feel that they belong. They do want to get and feel connected. By receiving, whether it's swag or different items from the camp, they want to get, you know, pamphlets that update them on other things that are going on within the Pillar Society and beyond. So when you do it right, as the two of you have been doing, that's one of the reasons you can expect a great response. So you're going to give credit to the Haas cause. I get it. But there have been a lot of years where a lot of great people have tried to instill this enthusiasm in the community, and it was not always this successful. So please take some of the credit at least.
No,
so
we appreciate that.
I'll throw some of the credit on Michael. That there's a lot of pushing that goes on, and we'll couple it with the Hask credit of itself. Right?
Right.
If you go to most people and say, when you worked your first job at 19 years old, you know, do you want to go donate money back to your first job? Even if you're appreciative, you got good business connections, right? Maybe, you know, you met your first employer. Like, people don't want to hear people when the ask is made correctly. And I think that's where, you know, the Pillar Society has shown that, like, we could find this ideal ask, this ideal way to be involved that's attainable and impactful. People are like, yes, I want to be back part of it.
By the way, and I don't know if Miriam agrees with me or not, but it's even more than that. There is an attitude in the Jewish world that for some reason, and we could talk about it, it's a topic for another day, as we say, but there's an attitude in the Jewish world that if I'm an alum of a certain place, I am not necessarily going to be giving it, even if I had a positive experience.
I did my time.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And now you have the nerve to come back to me for support. So it's not just that you're fighting the battle of indifference. You're fighting the battle of pushback, where a lot of people don't see the need. You know, I gave my heart and soul to this place. Now you expect me to actually, you know, pay you for it as well? That's why I say put all this together and you have achieved a great success. And look, we were sitting the other day, the other week, we were at a Shabbos meal. And people at the Shabbos meal were talking about today, and they specifically were talking about the Pillar Society, and they felt the need to come up from the city to be here today. And if they have that kind of feeling, then obviously you've, you know.
Yeah, we've spoken about it before, and it's something we've tried to do as often as possible. We want people to feel like they're a part of this. It's not just you send us money, you send in your credit card information, you send us a check, and that's it, you're now a donor. You are very much a part of what we call a society, the Pillar Society. Like you said, the insider information, knowing what we're doing, knowing what's going on in camp before most people do, aside for the board, That's how we want people to feel, and it's all for, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in a minute, for $83 a month or $1,000 a year. We want people to feel like they are giving that six-figure donation or more for that easy buy-in, and I think we do a good job at it. We try. We always appreciate the feedback, which we get. But to me, that's also really, really important. People feeling invested for that donation.
That's another thing. I find that the people in the Pillar Society voice their opinion, which, as you just said, you know, in the long run is a good thing as much as it makes you busier and busier. All right,
and
folks.
And you know what? They're able to be the big donor now with $83 because there's 500 of them. So that's $500,000 of camp's budget, $500,000 of tzedakah helping camp every year.
Also, I do want to share, which I find amazing. You know, we've been doing this now for, I think, 3 years. It seems like more sometimes, but 3 years. And last summer and this summer again, God willing, we had someone call us up to ask what it would cost for a camper to come to camp to sponsor a full scholarship. We gave them the number, and that individual sent us that amount. So there are people now who started at the 83 a month or the 1,000 a year. I think we have a little over 100 pillars who are now giving more than that amount, and we have people stepping up to do things like sponsor camper scholarship, which is unbelievable.
And we could sit and talk about a million stories in Jewish philanthropy where someone has started with an $18 donation.
Exactly.
Pillars at pillars.camphas.org, right?
Yes, yes.
Pillars.camphas.org. I would hope that people listening to this broadcast would, in fact, join what we call the Pillar Society. By the way, am I right? And if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But I thought that when concert information comes out for January, that the Pillars folks basically get advanced information about it. Am I right about that?
Yeah, so it's all about the insider information. We try as much as possible to give exclusive, not only information, but access to the different events that we do throughout the year.
So they may know a week or two in advance of the rest of the community that they have a chance to buy tickets and be part of it, etc.
And some perks, you know, some occasional ways, you know, easier access, you know, VIP lines.
I mean, all I need
to
do is
walk around.
There
are a couple of events around the concert that they also they could be.
Yes, I just need to walk around in this hat. People go, what is that? Where did you get it? I tell them, what does it cost? $1,000 a year. And they sign up on the spot because these hats alone are the greatest selling
point. I don't know if he's joking or being serious.
No. Nike Dry Fit, phenomenal. Shout out to Nike.
All right. So it's pillars.camphask.org. Now, on the subject of getting people who have donated $83 a month to give full scholarships, that would mean that as I look through the booklet of the different areas of the brand new health center, the base refua that are available, there are people who might want to upgrade to those sponsorship opportunities, and we shouldn't look at it as you're working on a separate mission. You're if someone expresses an interest, you'll guide them properly in this area as well.
Correct. As Rav Judah says, we have one goal here,
right?
And the goal is to continue to grow and build the camp. And if anyone is interested for these different initiatives outside of Pillars, we absolutely work with them because at the end of the day, it's all about the campers and the campus.
Right. So even if 501 it comes a little later because this is not the person who wants to give 83, but they'd rather give $5,000, then of course all that will be welcome.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything we didn't cover about community and alumni? I mean, the alumni are so involved is remarkable, frankly.
It's amazing. You know, besides the Pillar Society, besides ways that people can give, you know, financially and be a part of, we love when our alumni are involved. We often do, you know, events, whether it's even just a shiur with some of their faces that they know. Rav Judah's in, you know, and he's coming and he's giving a shiur with some of their friendly faces from camp or a hockey tournament. We say, hey, it's in Teaneck,
yeah,
it's in Burgerfield. Come by, Baruch Hashem.
Are you guys involved with it?
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah. And we have pillars who are involved with it.
Because that's become, I mean, now it's gotten to a level that's, you know, the envy of many other organizations, frankly.
And at this point, everything is feeding into everything. Our pillars are our most active base, and
that's
we're giving them.
That's why it's pillars. They're the ones who are the foundation.
We put the info in the group. We let the guys know the early access, and they say, hey, how could I be involved? Whether it's financially, whether it's their time, whether it's their effort, and thank God it just keeps delivering.
And I know we have to wrap up, but just very quickly, because I don't want to get smacked in the back of the head here. But one thing that I find amazing, and I think that people need to think about when signing up, is how incredible it is to see your own family get involved when you sign up. Oh. We have grandparents, parents, and children who are a part of this. I know for me personally, my kids talk about the summer all year round, and all we do is spend the Shabbos here. So it's an incredible way to get your family involved, inspire them, and we hope to continue to grow this, and God willing, build.
Refkivi Nyman and Michael Hurtis, always a pleasure. Continued success. Who knows? Very soon we might be announcing the 613th Pillars Society member.
God willing today.
By the end of the summer, please, God.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
A pleasure, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. More coming up. You're listening to a Monday morning edition of JM and the AM, and this edition of JM and the AM is from Camp Hask Experience Day. That's right. We're at Camp Hask, and everybody here is having an amazing time, as you would suspect. More coming up if you keep it here at JM in the AM.